youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship. Here is a series of podcasts which testify
the experience of the European project
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs by those who have implemented it.
This project is co-financed by the European Regional Development Funds
through the Interreg Atlantic Area Programme.
Network.
Opportunity.
European.
14 partners.
5 countries.
Here we are. Welcome to a new episode talking about H Project, Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs. This podcast series has been recorded during the COVID-19 situation. Today we are in the northwest of France, in Rennes, to meet Maria with the AYCH project coordinator of Atlantic Cities Association, and two ambassadors, Julio and Patricia, who are working with her. Hello, thank you for having us.
I'm Maria Monteiro Salvado, and I'm the projects manager in charge of EU-funded projects in Atlantic Cities. And the projects we are managing are split in different thematics. Notably, we are focused on youth, innovation, sustainable development of our territories, as we represent the local authorities, and entrepreneurship empowerment. So, to go, we develop a program that is called Atlantic Futures, and this program is addressed to offer youth opportunities to take part in our activities, by the means of taking internships in our premises, participating at events, or doing some activities or cooperating with us, or cooperating with local entrepreneurship. So the main aim is to provide our youth opportunities to get skills in a real job immersion situation in order opportunity to get a future job or develop also the personal self skills. Atlantic Cities is a local authorities network. We represent local authorities from all the Atlantic area, all along. That means we represent the AYCH territory. So we count with our own network apart from the AYCH network. That means we can improve the impact of our activities in the framework of this project. Notably, this year is our 20th anniversary. So we are going to increase our impact in our activities through a communication special campaign. And we represent in particular 20 local authorities, but it represents almost 400 local communities. That means almost 4 million inhabitants. So we represent a big scale of course. That means we are a transnational platform and that we promote our local youth needs at European and local level. And we are the link between our territories and the European institutions. As you could see, we already participate in some events making known the activities we are undertaking to European institutions. That's why it's important to highlight that Atlantic Cities is different than the other partners. We are not an innovation hub because our role is different. We are the capitalization partner at transnational level. So that is important, our role in Europe and within our territory. We are going to implement the project in different three pilot territories of our member cities.
What are your missions towards young people's employability?
They receive feedback from us in order to recommend them how they could improve candidacies for the future job opportunities. So we try to help every youth we can do within our scope of activities.
How Atlantic Cities is promoting the AYCH activities?
I think it's important to find different scale of partners, youth hubs like in AYCH, but also, for example, the lead partner is City Council. Because we need to promote that at policy level, we present the project already in Brussels, with the capitalization and communication partners in Brussels, for example. There we have the local authorities from Atlantic Cities member, but also we count with regional representatives from Brussels Permanent Office and the European institutions representatives. But also, it's important we also undertake bilateral meetings, particularly more privately with European Commission representatives, in order to explain them in detail and well how it works and how it could benefit territories and could improve European cooperation.
What are the impact of your activity on young people?
The feelings that we are helping youth to get opportunities to improve at professional and personal level. That means how we, through non-formal education, we are helping people to get opportunities other ways they could not get. To this regard, I have here two youth. They could let how they feel about this experience. It could have a really big impact because if we are working in a small scale and already all interns took part in our program already got a job, that means if we implement the same system to the other territories, they could get the same things because we are adapting the skill needed to the labor market, to the youth that or they are recent graduates, but also the people from different or more vulnerable backgrounds. So this is the important thing. We work on the equality system that could integrate every youth in the territory.
Why working especially in the Atlantic area?
It was the original Atlantic area because it was the more affected area for by unemployment after the crisis in 2008. But this applies to every territory, especially touched by unemployment. Because notably it was the youth who were the most unemployed. So that's why we need to work with them, to help them to get the first job in the professional career. It's the important thing at the European advocacy role, because we are European.
And what is your expertise?
For example, we are expert in the European Commission Structural Funds Group. We are part of the urban intergroup of the European Parliament. We are also stakeholders in the European Spatial Agency. So in order to take up the results of the territories to how we can improve this with the data obtained by the European Union. So if we can improve and connect this data with the AYCH data, it's going to be a really profitable job, I think so, because we can reduce our impact. Also at policy level, we our members are member of the Committee of the Regions, and also we are institutional member in the Chamber of Local Authorities in the Council of Europe. We have a really broad scope at European level that where we can integrate a AYCH project. We have also activities with youth and with experts, for example, because we have so many connections in Europe, we could undertake like an online webinar on intellectual property rights with the European Commission expert. So this webinar is really important because if we are working with enabling technologies workshops, the youth and the partners, it's important they know how the intellectual property rights works. And also I could want to the Vida Láctea partner, another AYCH partner, to give their incubators also the intellectual property rights workshop. That means we are duplicating our knowledge to create synergies with our partners and with the European Union experts in order to improve the knowledge of the project. I think it's important, like as I explained at the beginning, it's important to count not only with youth agencies, but also with the policy level or with the transnational level, because the European Union is the programming period affects directly our territories. It's important to count with all of them, but it's also so important to a good structure work. A really good planning in order to coordinate efforts and to take up advantages of every partner, because not always we know what the other partners is doing. So it's really important to create synergies and to take up to improve results of the project. Job is not directly related to like a youth agency that they create workshops all the time with youth or activities, or like in the School of the Design of Nantes, they are doing some creative things. So I'm really learning because not my concrete sphere of job, so it's really important.
You have an internship program. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
AYCH project, we are 14 partners. Really important to coordinate well all efforts we are doing is to involve different kinds of actors, to get in touch, to coordinate, to planify, and to create synergies in order to get more impactful results. When I have a new intern, they arrive, and then how they are improving their skills, and then how they get a job at the end. So really enriching experience.
Let's meet Julio, who did an internship with you, Maria. Hello, Julio.
Hi, I'm Julio Mendes Marcucci. I'm 24 years old. I work for Atlantic Cities and I'm in charge of strategic business sourcing and management. So my work is most administration and a bit of EU project management and EU affairs. It's really interesting because I first engaged with AYCH through internship, an end of studies internship at Atlantic Cities, as part of the Atlantic Futures program. I was already really interested by the youth bodies in the European Union. Through Atlantic Cities and AYCH, I could take part at some of the meetings of the project. I learned a lot about the project management. I could develop, for example, on communication tools. I could help with AYCH capitalization newsletter, workshops in a team, so I could participate also. And it was really interesting, a great opportunity to network. I came to meet a lot of new people from different countries. So it's interesting to see this Atlantic scale. I also learned a lot about the new digital tools. It's like essential nowadays to learn and to know how to use these tools. And since I finished my internship, I engaged as a youth ambassador for the project. And we have the regular meetings. It's really interesting. And also I could find my first job with Atlantic Cities through this project. And now I'm working as an apprentice with Atlantic Cities. And that's totally related with AYCH. Without AYCH, I wouldn't have found this job and have like the skills to take this job.
And what is your best memory, Julio, with AYCH project?
For me, like the best memory that I have is from International Creative Jam, because it had such a great atmosphere and I could meet people from so many countries. When we work with the management part, it's more administrative. You don't really see other young people. It's so to be in touch with them and like to work together, have the teamwork, activities, talk, network, for me, it was like the best.
Big waves, hands up, hellos. Lovely, thanks. we are team.
You have experimented with the creativity and collaborative tool called the Bright Future, right?
I think the Bright Mirror, because we really have the opportunity to express ourselves and like put in action all this creativity. And what is nice is that sometimes you see great ideas and you can also see how you can improve an idea that is already so good. we're working with others, and they always have something to add up, a little bit to change. It's always an improvement. That's what I like. The cultures also add a lot. We can see how different points of view can really be something positive.
Let's meet Patricia, who also did an internship at Atlantic Cities. Hello, Patricia.
Hello, I am Patricia. I'm a master's student in international development. From my background and past experience in education, and I'm a part of the Atlantic Futures Program of Atlantic Cities as junior project assistant for AICH. Because of my internship role in Atlantic Cities, I'm primarily involved in capitalization actions for the AICH project. Already, well, it gave me an opportunity to, through the Atlantic Futures, take part in it. It's helping me to, even with the COVID situation, I'm able to complete my educational training, my master's, because I'm taking on this internship. And I'm learning on my way to finish my first month at the Four Cities. But I already had the chance to participate in some online events. I'm learning skills, valuable know-how about the capitalization. And concerning to AICH, I had the opportunity already to participate in the Bright Future event, and that I already learned some of the AICH ambassadors, and I already got to see a bit of the dynamic of this specific activity and how AICH is adapting itself to the online opportunities. Even though, like, we are not all in the same place, but we are still connected and we are still exchanging and learning from it.
During your internship, you have attended online creative workshops. Can you tell us more about this process?
Like a communication, very good communication activity, because all the time, like, looking like at the faces, so you need to also, while you're working and working on the brainstorming of ideas, then you're also trying to pay attention, like giving the moments for others to engage in the activity and to express what they think about and brainstorm together. It was a very interesting event for me, and I felt I could really emerge and take first look inside the AICH project, the goal, and the whole experience. What is it about? Well, I appreciate the protagonism role. So we had each group, they for a bit of the dynamic of the game. Each group had like a person that would help us like to get through the phases and to like reach our goal, to imagine the future and the scenario and what we expected. But we were really, at least as I felt, like very in a safe place to really put out there, like even if it was something completely crazy or maybe, and then to see which group had created, what kind of reference were crossing. So that was a very enriching experience. You can also get, it's a place also to get inspired by what other people are thinking.
Thank you, Julio. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Maria. And thank you for your listening to this podcast.
Creativity,
entrepreneurship,
network,
opportunity,
European,
14 partners,
see you next time
for 5 countries,
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs.
Le but, c'est d'ouvrir les horizons du possible.